718-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Righteousness. For the righteousness he demand was found in Matthew 5:20, where he said, "For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." Antioch. Heaven does not come through the wide gate and the broad road. Heaven comes through a small gate and a narrow road. Heaven is accessible to those who have received the newness of life. Anybody been born again? Nicodemus asked the question. And when you receive this newness of life, your whole life is changed. When we think about what the Lord is saying and doing, the Lord is moving us closer and closer to him. It was obvious Jesus was comparing here a wide gate and the broad road to an outward righteousness of the Pharisees. If those listening to Jesus followed the Pharisees' teaching, their path would lead to destruction or ruin. The wide gate alludes or leads to careless, sinful ways of life. There are times that we get caught up in the things that we love and the king, the things that we desire to do in life, and we forget about what the Lord has said. Can I share this with you? The Lord gave us his laws, and he said, "I need you to live according to my rules, my laws, and my regulation." My moral laws was not for me, but it was for you. It was not even for the angels. It was for you and I. And because we like the stuff in us, the flesh, we sometimes change what God wants into what we feel that makes us feel good. And so when we change God's moral laws into things that makes us feel good, there's that flesh jumping up again. We lower God's standards to do what we desire to do. Anybody lowering God's standards? The Lord is asking a question to you and I today. Do you love me more than these? I came into this world to save you and I from our sins. And when we think about what God is doing, what the Lord said to us, the Lord acknowledged that few will find the true way, the way that leads to life. Yeah. That's shocking. Yeah. Jesus said few will find the way that leads to life. Where are you in the words that Jesus said? "But Pastor, I'm trying." It has to do with what we believe and how we impact what we believe. What I believe is what Jesus did. And what Jesus did was he taught about the kingdom of God, but he also did service. He just went around. He was healing the sick, giving sight to the blind. He fed those that were hungry. How many people have you prayed for? How many times have you asked someone, "Do you need a helping hand?" And the Lord is simply saying, not only do I know you by my faith, but I have to know you by your work as well. And if you say you are like me, then there should be something in you that looks like me. So even though you're saved, I need to know what you're doing about it. It's not enough to say I'm a Christian, but I ain't doing nothing. How many missionary works have you done? How many people have you talked to? How many ways have you gone out of your way to help somebody be somebody? The Lord is simply saying, if you going to look like me, you need to act like me. You need to go places that you don't want to know. Go. You need to go to these drug places. You need to go to places where the prostitute hang out. You need to go and tell those who are lost that you know a man who came in the fullness of time, who demonstrated his love for those that were sick. We so caught up in being well that we want to preach to those folks that are well. And the Lord said, I didn't come for those that are holy and righteous. I came for folk that were sick. I came for those who needed me. I came for those who needed a doctor. And the Lord is saying to you, you need to start going out and get those who are sick and who are lost. The Lord has a purpose and a plan for everything that he has said and done for us. The reason for this is that it is difficult to discover the way the Christian life is narrow. It's narrow and it's lonely. It's narrow and it's lonely because the day you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, how many friends kept coming and calling you? How many folks that you used to party with when you said, I'm no longer going to the club? How many of them said, well, let me go with you to the church? But they were still trying to pull you out to the club, to the party, and everywhere else. But when you become a Christian, it gets lonely sometimes because now you don't look the way you used to look. And now you don't talk the way you used to talk because now you are different. And the people you used to hang out with all of a sudden ain't there no more. It is lonely being a Christian because there are times when you want to tell them about the Lord. They say, oh, I ain't got time for that. But they need time to hear a word for such a time as this. And the Lord compels us, the Lord tells us, the Lord instructs us to go after those who are lost. And it is our responsibility to go after those sheep who don't know that way because they are lost. Broad is the way. And keep us, we see the Lord is saying, we can walk on the broad way and keep our baggage of sin and worldliness. But if we enter the narrow way, we must give up those things. The Lord said, I ain't telling you how to live. I'm not going to make you live this way. But if you go that way, you got to know that there's a cause for the way you live. You can have all the temporary fulfillments of everything that you do in this world. But there will come a day of reckoning. There will come a day when the Lord will say, did you do what I asked you to do? And you will say, but Lord, oh, but you didn't follow my instruction. I don't even know you. You denied me before men. I'll deny you before my Father. When we walk on that Broadway, we're carrying baggage. We're carrying things that are worldly. We're carrying stuff that the Lord said, I am not of that. Here's why. Jonah, everybody knows Jonah. Jonah took the wrong path when God told him to go to Nineveh and declared that the people's lifestyle was wicked. And Jonah, instead of going, doing what God says, went down to Joppa trying to get to Tarsus. In other words, God told him, I need you to go and tell the people that their lifestyle is messed up and I need a change. Pastor, you got to tell people that their lifestyle is messed up and they need to change. I'm not condemning anybody because I've got to go before my Father myself. But I have to tell the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. So when we think about what Jesus is saying, he said, I've got to tell you the truth so that you can change, your life can be changed and you be saved. Jesus said, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life and few there be that find it. It's amazing how God comes to us. Even in the Garden of Eden, God came looking for Adam and Eve. Why was God looking for them? Because he loved them. Yeah. And we're looking to believers because we love them. And the same way God came to Adam and Eve is the same way Jesus came for you and me. For in Luke 19 and 20, it states, the Son of Man came to seek and to save those who are lost. Yeah. Those who are lost, inclusive, those many. Although the Lord was speaking to Zacchaeus, he would be speaking to us today. Yeah. Yeah. The Lord came to seek all of us in our lost state, pastors included. Luke 5:32 said, I did not come to call the righteous but sinners. He hasn't stopped seeking lost men even today. The Lord is still calling men. He's still empowering us. He is still with us. He did say, lo, I'm with you always. Yeah, yeah. The English translation we see here have a hard time fully describing what it means to be lost. The word Jesus used here describes a permanent state of being ruined or destroyed. And those are the people that Jesus came into this world to save. He came after those who were lost. Yeah. Andy Ark, I think deep down inside, Zacchaeus somehow sensed that he was lost. It didn't matter how he said, well, I've given half of my money. But you got to understand, he was paying bribes to be the person that was a tax collector. So in some ways, even though you're taking money, that sounds like somebody that was in the highest office of the land. He was getting money on the side under the table, and all his businesses were doing well. But you can't pretend to do right and think what's hidden in the dark won't come to the light. Now when it comes to the light, it's a whole lot worse if you had just fessed up the first time. See, one thing about people that I know, if you come out and say that I have a fault and I've done this and I need forgiveness, people are more likely to forgive you. But if you hide that stuff and you try to keep it, then they say, oh, no, he ain't done right. He's still doing stuff that he should not have done. And that's why it gets bigger, because when you tell one lie, you have to keep telling them. That's what mama said. Lost, in the sense that Jesus used the word here, means that I recognize that if Jesus left it up to us on our own, we would never seek him or believe in him. Right. Why? Because he came seeking us. We didn't come seeking him. Jesus know where we are. He know what state we're in. He says, I know what you have done in your life. He said, I'm not condemning you. I'm trying to keep from judging you. Because if he judges us, we will be eternally separated from him. Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Antioch, this world will never embrace those who follow Jesus. But Jesus tells us to be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Are you an overcomer today? And have you set your path on living for the Lord? If you have, you have chosen the right path. And this path will lead you to eternal life with the Lord. The doors of the church are open. The Lord is speaking to the hearts, the character, and the content of each and every one of us.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.